Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Now, just over 12 months ago, my next guest took to the stage of Vicar Street in Dublin for what would soon become the final performance at the venue before lockdown. That show, called Notions 11, was launched on RTE Player over the weekend as part of RTE's St. Patrick's Day coverage. Let's take a listen to some of it.
There is a hierarchy of idiocy in this country. It begins with Egypt. And it ends with gobshite. Everyone you know is an Egypt. You hope that they are. Everyone's a bit of an Egypt. If you know somebody that says, oh, he's nobody's Egypt, he's usually no crack whatsoever. You've come out tonight to act the Egypt. There's a good living to be made from being a bit of an Egypt. And you can. The reason why it's okay is because you can formerly be an Egypt. It's not a static position. Whereas gobshite, once a gobshite, always a gobshite. You're done.
These are important matters to discuss. Jarlath Regan, you're very welcome.
How are you doing, Claire?
I'm good. Lovely to talk to you too. Did you know that night that things were happening and that life may never be the same again?
Yeah, no, 100% I knew this was it. This was the last one. Not at all. I mean, when we look back on it, I even said at the start of the special, we just didn't know. There was so much not knowing then, wasn't there? Even backstage, I can remember looking out through the curtain at Vicar Street and wondering, is anyone going to be here? Mm-hmm. And they all showed up, probably because they sensed it too, that we may not get to do this again. So everybody that's watched the special has been in touch to go, that was my last night out. So there is a bit of a time capsule to this.
Yeah,
people are watching it going, remember gigs.
Like, it feels like so much has happened in the last year, but it feels like such a long time since we had a live audience. You know, we think about that on the television show as well. Imagine, remember, we used to have an audience here. It's such a strange concept now, isn't it?
It is. And I guess I've been making moves that way to over the last 6 to 9 months, because I really do believe, Claire, that laughter and that, you know, that one, that laugh from the pit of your stomach, the wiping tears away from your eyes in work when the boss walks out of the room. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
that is essential. And that is a thing that we can't really put our finger on, that the government can't go, we need to make people laugh once a week. But it is actually essential to your health. I firmly believe that, even though you won't find that in any document or research, that you really need to make space for that in your life to feel any kind of normal.
It's always a good prescription, isn't it? And Notions 11, this show that we're talking about, which is on the Player now, it explores one of the topics that we all really love, making sense of bizarre British behaviour. And you've become quite the expert on this.
A little bit.
We all have.
Yeah, I mean, it is a fascination because, you know, it's so similar and it's so different at the same time. And that's kind of what comedy is. It's finding the similarities between things that are different and the differences between things that are similar. And, you know, it is always going to be a fascination for people when they come over here. You're scratching your head a lot of the time. You're looking around going, why is this like this? How is everybody just going along with this? And even the way they handle the current situation is very different to ourselves. And a lot of the show is about kind of understanding why they do it. Like, for the example I give, one of them is the one offer of tea. When you go to a British house.
I did work experience in a newspaper when I was in college in Luton, and someone offered me a cup of tea in the office and I said, no, it's okay, thank you. And then they didn't offer again. I thought to myself, you big ignoramus, ask me again.
Yeah, completely. It's like, what kind of a person doesn't say, I'm putting the kettle on, you may as well.
Yeah.
That takes a bit of getting used to.
Yeah, you get one shot at the tea offer.
Yeah, and that's how Brexit came about. One shot, that's it. Yeah. With Irish referendums, we go best 2 out of 3.
Listen, I have to talk to you about Harry and Meghan, because it's almost coincidental, really, that they feature in the Notions 11 show. But what did you make of everything that's happened since then and the most recent events?
Well, yeah, it is kind of coincidental that the show opens with that piece, because that was a year anniversary to when they said they were stepping away from the family. And at that time, my whole take on it was that it humanized the royal family, this thing that we can never really make head or tail of, that this thing made sense of it, that, you know, their decision to step away from the royal family didn't happen before Christmas. It happened after Christmas. They went home for Christmas and said, we're never doing that again. We can't take it. I look at why Meghan gets blamed, like why she gets the brunt of this, and how again, it's very similar to our own family. A new girlfriend arrives and she is fresh eyes on the stuff that you've been putting up with for 30 years. None of it made any sense to her. And in so many ways, she has called them out on stuff that the general expectation was, that's how it is and get on with it. Mm. And that's what she was told. And that seems to be the big problem here.
It's extraordinary, though, that it just caused such a massive international furore, you know, the British reaction, the American reaction, and then we're sort of stuck in somewhere in the middle, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? Not to get too serious here, Claire, but I am an ambassador for Jigsaw.ie, the Youth Mental Health Centre for Ireland, and they look after young people and have been providing them with skills and resources to help them through the pandemic. And the big, big issue for me on this is someone stood up and was brave enough to talk about how close they came to losing their mental health battle. They deserve to be believed, and we deserve to give that person credit for doing it, because Lord knows she's going to inspire an awful lot of people to do the same thing, and maybe not if we don't believe her and get behind her.
Depending on the reaction, but very important to get that message out there. The last time we spoke to you, at least I think it was the last time, I was talking to you about your plans. It was on the television programme for Christmas, and you were debating, should I come back? And there was a bit of like, the Irish people in the UK should not come home for Christmas. It was a difficult time for expats, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a real fork in the road. And then it became really obvious what we should and shouldn't do. My problem was the way that it was being handled and the mixed messaging that we were getting, and the lack of understanding for how far in advance people abroad tend to plan their home visit for Christmas. It then just became really obvious that, you know, that's out of the question. That's a stupid thing to do. And yet people still did it. And that's why we saw such a spike. So it was a divisive thing, and it definitely split the community a lot. I do feel really fortunate to be an Irishman abroad now that I've been vaccinated myself, and so is my wife.
Have you?
Yes. Oh. And I will tell you, Claire, it is coming, Ireland. And I tell you, the day that it happens, that this wash of vaccines arrives in the country, the optimism and the buzz that comes with it is immense. And that's coming for Ireland. It's not fair that we're living next door to the kid that got 600 points in the leaving search. Don't compare yourself to England. It is an anomaly how well they've done this. Ireland is running at the same pace as most other countries. And when it happens, I tell you, Claire, the buzz down in the vaccination centre is unreal.
Really? Did you go to one of those mass vaccination centres?
I did. And I swear, it is astonishing. In the door, out the door, 90 seconds later, you're done. Right. And it's a magnificent feeling. And I feel like for all the hardship and the tough times that Ireland's going through, when this period comes, we're just going to feel better as a nation. And I can't wait for that feeling to arrive.
Isn't it extraordinary how that all turned from the British government's handling of the pandemic? You know, all of the excess deaths that you had there, and just spike after spike happening, and it was much worse than everywhere else. And then suddenly the vaccine rollout.
Yeah. My good friend Marion McKeown, who does the Irishman in America podcast,
we know her well,
with me. She always uses the quote that England will eventually do the right thing once it has exhausted all other options. I feel like they did make a hames of the first stages of this. Like, this is the year anniversary as well of them refusing to shut down immediately, allowing Cheltenham to go ahead. And that was shocking, Claire. Shocking to live through as well, with a person in my home, my wife, who's immunocompromised. Like, for all those people that were terrified watching Boris dither over whether, I don't know, should we? And it just needed that clear line taken. And Lord knows how many lives were cost as a result of that.
Now, you mentioned The Irishman Abroad, but the other one that you've been working on is this project, The Return of the Crack. This was the big lockdown project. And again, that goes back to what you were saying earlier on about the importance of laughter.
Yes. I mean, as you said, gigs just seem like so far away and such a distance. So I was like, how can we give that spontaneity that you get at a show to people in lockdown? Returnofthecrack.com is what I came up with. It is, that's the website for our weekly stand-up show, a Zoom stand-up show that is streamed over YouTube as well, where people get the likes of Darrow Breen, Ardlo Hanlon, Rachel Paris, Ramesh Ranganathan, Phil Wang in their living room performing a show. And I've put an awful lot of time and work into making the technology of this run well so that it actually does feel like a gig. We have a front row. You can be in it or you can decide not to. You can sit at the back like at a regular gig and watch it on YouTube, or you can actually be in the room and get to interact with the acts. We've been running it since January. I went weekly, every single week, putting this show on, and all of the profits go to frontline charities. And each week we let in a different group of frontline workers from across the world. So last week it was the vaccination volunteers. Everyone who is doing that right now needs a laugh. And on a Friday, they got to come to the show, see Darrow Breen and Joe Wilkinson and Zoe Lyons do their thing. It's been a labour of love, but it has worked. If people give it a try, they'll understand. Well, you have to try it.
That's the Return of the Crack. Notions 11, available to watch on the RTE Player now. Jarlath, great as always to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today.